master's degree, and now it's I'm proud and privileged to serve on the Board of Trustees, and I'm going to make sure that I work as hard as possible to continue the great legacy of all the trustees of this great university. So just thank you. Thank you. It's an honor.
Thank you. Well, I think that's it, Chris.
Thank you. Well, as Chairman, let me welcome you both. Rick and I have had a lot of parallel interests, so I look forward to continuing our work together. Patricia and I have not known each other, but I look forward to working with you. I was not aware of your husband's job, but I spent a lot of time with the Dean of Students in a Catholic high school.
Am I growing up?
I'm terrified already. Anyway, welcome to the board. I thought maybe we might ask Jim Montgomery to welcome you officially and spell out some of the duties of a trustee.
Hey, do you want me to get on?
Sure. I think that's the...
They want to come up here because you're getting installed. Yes. The statutes of the state of Illinois, which created the university in 1867, prescribed the powers of the trustees to establish and provide for the educational program, to hold and convey property, provide the requisite buildings, apparatus, and conveniences, etc. University of Illinois statutes promulgated by the board emphasize the responsibility of the board to secure the needed revenues for the university and to determine the ways in which the university funds shall be applied. And they make clear the distinction between the formulation of policy by the board and the execution of policy by the president, other officers, and other bodies of the university under the authority delegated by the board. However, beyond these formal specifications is a tradition of dual stewardship, and that is to the people of the state of Illinois and to the university community, a difficult yet essential interrelationship which must be constructed and maintained by each of us as trustees of the university and for the people. My colleagues and I now formally welcome you to this difficult and important task, and we look forward to your participation in it. Congratulations.
I'm not sure how much time the governor has with us today, but I thought it would be helpful for the governor just to get a sense of who helps run the university. And I might ask Mike Hogan to introduce some of the Senate observers who are with us today and others as he sees fit.
Well, first let me introduce our chancellors. As you can see, Chancellor Paula Ellen Mears, who is chancellor of our Chicago campus. Interim Chancellor Harry Berman, who has taken hold of the campus in Springfield and doing a great job, and of course, Interim Chancellor Bob Easter, who's become a good friend and teammate, and our work together on our Urbana-Champaign campus. So I'm very pleased to introduce them. In addition, we have with us today a number of, we have all of our vice presidents here, so they can just wave. There they are. But I do want to introduce our senators who are with us today, beginning with Michael Kornowski. Are you there, Michael? There you are, hiding behind Bob. He's of University Senate's Conference. He's a clinical assistant professor in the Department of Pharmacy Practice. Also far off to the left is Professor Nick Vermoulis, Professor of Education Policy Studies and in the College of Education on the Urbana campus, and he's here representing the Urbana-Champaign campus Senate. Then we have also representing the Chicago campus Senate is Professor Don Chambers. He's Vice Chair of the Executive Committee of the Chicago Senate. Don, you guys can all wave your hands when I mention your name. I'd be grateful. Representing the Springfield campus Senate is Carrie Schweitzer, Associate Professor of Psychology. Carrie representing hardworking academic professional staff, Jacqueline Berger, who's Director of Communications in the Office of the Vice Chancellor for Research. There she is. Also in attendance are Phil Patston, I believe, is here. Phil, back there. Hi, Phil. He's Secretary of the Chicago Senate and Chair of the Chicago Senate Executive Committee, and a good friend. And of course, T. Fen Ting, there you are. She was just with us in executive session. She is does just about everything. She's Chair of the Senate Executive Committee on the Springfield campus, and also Chair of the Springfield Senate. Then Joyce Tolliver, Professor Joyce Tolliver is here. Joyce is Chair of the Senate Executive Committee on our Urbana campus. And I didn't see Matt Wheeler today, but he's here?
He's ill.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, we'll wish him well the next time. So that is the introduction of our, I hope I haven't forgotten somebody, but the introduction of our Senate officers and, of course, the chancellors and vice presidents of the university.
I would like to acknowledge Julie Smith from the governor's office, who has been a tremendous advocate in the public sector in the public arena for higher ed in general and for the university specifically. She's been terrific to each of us on an individual basis, and more importantly, the collective interests of the university. I want to praise her in public before you and before everyone else and acknowledge her presence. Needs anything, you can call Julie. We might move into the regular agenda if that's okay, Governor. We meet six times a year, formally as a group, although there are lots of other meetings that go on. But one meeting in particular is rather standardized, and that's the January meeting, which functions as our annual meeting, and we go through some organizational particulars at this meeting. Specifically, we need to elect a chairman and elect two others as members of the executive committee to serve as the three members of the executive committee who meet in the absence of a board meeting if there's critical issues. Thankfully, that committee has not been forced to meet terribly often because we have such a responsive board of directors and a board of trustees who have made themselves available without hesitation. Traditionally, we would ask Michelle to read the directives under the statutes for these positions, but we'd be here till lunch if that occurs. And I don't know, they were distributed to the trustees, if you all have seen them. You wouldn't mind asking Michelle just to read those into the record at a later time and waive that formality at this point. I think we'd all appreciate it. Would that be okay with everyone?
Yes.
Okay. At this point, then, maybe we proceed to nominations, and I might ask if there are any for chairman.
Mr. Chairman, it is with a great deal of pleasure that I nominate as our Chair, yourself. It is evident to all of us who have served under you that you have a great energy, ability, and great love for this university and higher education generally. We are amazed at your energy. We're amazed at the things you get done across the breadth of this state and this university. And it's a pleasure to nominate you as our chair for the next year.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jim.
Mr. Chairman, I gladly second the motion. And again, thank you for all of your service.
Thank you, Ed. Are there any other nominations? Okay, may I have a motion to close the nominations?
So moved. Okay,
is there a second to close?
Second.
All in favor, close.
Aye.
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 Well, thank you all. Thank you for that. I would correct one thing. I'd argue with Jim, which I don't like to do in public, but I don't think of anyone as serving under me. I think we've served as peers, working together as a single unified voice. And as I've said many times, there's no decision that we've made as a board that I think would have been made better had I made it alone. And for many people to hear that, sort of profound. And the truth is, it is profound, and I've appreciated everybody's input. I might say that, I think our duties here are incredibly important, and what happens to Illinois will happen to the rest of the country. If we get stronger, the country will get stronger. If we get weaker, so goes the nation. I think the state has, been in a very tough position, and rising taxes, a declining taxable asset base, and the prospects of a gaping hole in the budget. We were lucky that Governor Quinn has stepped up to deal with many of those issues, but the reality is we are still in a tough spot. There is one bright, shining spot in the state, and that is our flagship university, the University of Illinois. And I don't think anything is more important to the future of Illinois, our citizens, the communities in which we live, the health of the economy of the state, our quality of life, and the competitive positioning of our region on the national, international playing field than is the University of Illinois. Economic development, I think, is crucial to long-term sustainability of our region, and it is wholly dependent on new job creation. Perhaps the only perpetual job creation activity that a government can engage in is funding research institutions and higher education like the University of Illinois. We are not simply another form of college or another form of higher education. We are different because we're an academic research institution. Each year we get about $800 million in federal government grants. There are lots of reasons that government should support higher education, and many of them are routinely cited by advocates for the field. I think, though, that there is a special role that a public research university plays in the economy of our state and therefore in the communities in which that economy is meant to support, and that special role is of job creation. University of Illinois invests in basic research, and that basic research sloughs off applied research, and that applied research is invested in. And people start new companies, and those companies employ people, and those people pay taxes, and those taxes fund local schools, which put out highly educated individuals that can start that cycle again. Protecting the best interests of our state by looking after the University of Illinois is critical to our future. I think the fact that we quickly dealt with the admissions issues, made progress on the governance questions, responded to the MICVA commission issues, strengthened the presidency, reinstated great leadership, and restored solid financial foundation allowed the governor and other officials to see the progress that we have made over the last 20 months or so and to rally with us. I look forward to working with everyone in the future as we try to develop a response to the competitive threat from private universities luring away our great talent, leveraging our newfound national political strength in Illinois to attract a greater share of the federal research pie, and developing an overarching vision to attract to the campuses the finest minds throughout the country and around the world. We've shown that together we can improve the university, and I think that together we can improve the entire state. Look forward to working with all of you, and I appreciate your confidence.
All in favor of that statement?
All in favor of that statement. Okay, all in favor of the nomination, the second,
yes,
of the chair.
Aye.
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 Jeez, I had that thing in the bag and then I talked anyways. It's a mistake. I'm glad it worked out. We now need to elect two board members to serve on the board's executive committee. We'll have to approve each nomination separately in the order in which they were nominated, and be helpful now if I could have a nomination for one person to serve on the executive committee. Tim?
First of all, Mr. Chairman, congratulations. I'm reminded of a saying at the medical school I attended, which is in your neck of the woods. It used to say, reward for a job well done is another job. I'd like to offer a nomination for the executive committee, Trustee McMillan.
Second the nomination.
Are there any further nominations?
Yes. I'd like to nominate Pam Strobel.
Okay. So can we...